the Gospel of Luke, we hear these words, very familiar words, from the Last Supper. Jesus sent Peter and John saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." And he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." If you'll be seated, please. This is a time of remembering. Wednesday is 4th of July. We do remember that our founding fathers and mothers really established the United States on Christian principles and Christian teachings. How do we remember people? People that are still with us, people that have passed. How do we remember? One word. Hallmark. Think about it. Birthdays, anniversaries, retirement, new pet. I think there's a pet one for passing, a pet that's passed. Of course, sympathy cards, new apartment. I think the list goes on and on. I think there's even one for Groundhog Day, I recall, so we'll have to kind of remember that, you know? The list just kind of goes on. How do we remember people? There's another way that we do remember people. Gravestones. Grave marker. Gravestone in a cemetery, giving a date, which we started this life, a dash, and then an end date. A number of years ago, I was reading a book, and the author and a friend was having a discussion about life and death, and the friend said to the author, "Yeah, gravestone, I know there's going to be a date and a dash and another date. I'm just working on my dash." How do we remember people? You know, I'm old school. I was born in the 50s, made it by 1 year. Do people actually still write letters once in a while? Do we actually put cards in the mail for someone going through a happy time or a sad time? I can't be the only one who gets a little happy to go to the mailbox and not find a bill, but oh my gosh, I got a card. Somebody was thinking of me. Somebody took the time, the effort, jotted a note, actually put a stamp on, and mailed it. Don't get me wrong, texts are wonderful, emails are wonderful, we can do it anytime, day or night. There's digital invitations. There's still nothing like getting something in the mail. How do we remember people? At funerals, I encourage the family and loved ones of the deceased to, of course, remember the memories. Cherish them. But don't be afraid to create new memories. A few months ago, doing a funeral for a family, their mother had passed. And it just so happened that the mother really enjoyed butter pecan ice cream. So I suggested to the family, why don't you, on mom's birthday, get together and everybody have a big bowl of ice cream. I lost my mom 8 years ago. And to this day, every August 28th, mom's birthday, I just gotta make mom's apple crisp. Five simple ingredients, but when the cinnamon hits the apples in the oven, it's just amazing the memories, you know, that occur. This morning is communion. And Christ's words to his disciples, he knew what was about to happen to him. And he lovingly gave the disciples and to us a way to remember Christ. Of course, we hear the words, "Do this in remembrance of me." We think of the bread. We think of the wine. But it is a way that Christ gave us to remember him. You know, I do believe the human brain is amazing. I can go back to my first year of college. We're talking 1977, 78. To this day, I remember reading an article for a Bible course, and this article talked about communion, and it talked about that when we take communion, when we take in the elements of the bread and the wine, one of the things that we're doing is we're asking Christ to be active and in every aspect of our lives, our marriages, our friendships, our business dealings, every aspect of our lives. And after 30-some years, I still remember that article and remember and taking communion myself every time. I'm asking Christ to be a part of every aspect of my life. How do we remember people? The really question of the day is, how do we remember Jesus? How do we remember Christ, our Savior? How do we remember the Master? Hopefully, every day of our lives, by our actions, we remember. Last Sunday, one of our hymns was, "They'll know we are Christians by our love." That's a great start. They'll know we are Christians by our love. They'll know that we know the Master by what we say and what we do, how we treat people, how we treat ourselves. Because I've said this many times, people do watch. God bless my parents. When they were with us, they would love to watch people. You know, to sit in a cafe or, you know, restaurant, whatever, and watch people. Believer, non-believer, we're all being watched. How will we remember Christ? I love the phrase, and more so the philosophy, actions speak louder than words. It's true. Think about it. More people will know Christ, Lord willing, through us by what we do, how we handle our life, how we handle family, how we react to things. And Christ said, "Do this in remembrance of me." I pray each day of our lives, by our actions, others will know the Master. Let us pray.